I want to welcome you to the first presidential debate.
An enthusiastic crowd packed a Columbus movie theater, eagerly waiting to watch the presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. This crowd, which was heavy on the pro-Clinton side, treated the debate like a spectator sport. They laughed.
Trumped up, trickle down. They
booed.
That's called business, buddy.
9 million people. 9 million people lost their lives.
And they cheered.
Donald, I know you live in your own reality, but...
This viewing party was at the Gateway Film Center, just outside of the Ohio State University's main campus. These events, paired with cocktails, beer, and popcorn, have become gathering places for young voters from Columbus who want a unique debate-watching experience. And their vote, the millennial vote, is a hot commodity. Caitlin Murray is a 26-year-old graduate student at OSU. She says those kinds of numbers could be a turning point for her generation.
I think that there's a fantastic opportunity to mobilize young people, especially now as millennials are forces within the workplace. I think that anyone who underestimates the power of a millennial is making a grave mistake, and they will pay for it at the end of it.
Murray says a huge issue she and her friends want addressed is college affordability and the need to cut down on student debt. Julie Powell, a 33-year-old who supports Clinton, says raising the minimum wage is one priority for her. She adds that there's another pressing issue as more people in her age group start to have children.
Paid child leave.
Mm-hmm. Maternity leave?
That's Powell's friend, 26-year-old Nikki Freeman.
Paternity leave, yeah. Right, in terms of like trying to reassess our gender roles in terms of childcare and things like that.
The latest Quinnipiac poll shows that Clinton is gaining ground with millennial voters, now polling at 48%. This was a group that never really went for Donald Trump, but until recently was spread out more evenly among the minor party candidates, Libertarian Gary Johnson and the Green Party's Jill Stein. That illustrates a big hurdle Clinton has faced with this group, because Murray, Powell, and Freeman all have another thing in common.
Full disclosure, I was a Bernie voter in the primaries.
I was very an avid Bernie supporter for the longest time.
I was a very big Bernie person. Yeah. I'm still a big Bernie person.
That kind of support for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders among young voters still has its effect on the race. 21-year-old Republican Maddie Gomez finds herself up in the air over the election. She's for fiscally conservative approaches to fixing the economy, but has trouble wrapping her head around voting for Trump. Gomez says younger voters, especially college students, may have more power this election, but they haven't been exposed to life in the workforce outside of lower-paying jobs.
And so we aren't really questioning anything about taxes, and I think a lot of everyone wants to do the right thing, but no one's thinking about what's going to help the greater good opposed to what you can just see.
It's safe to say the parties and the candidates will continue to drive voter turnout by addressing the issues that are important to younger voters, such as race relations, income inequality, and climate change. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.